All right, so our friend Craig just started a new job like a week ago. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's there. So what's today? Tuesday. He's there a week today. Okay. Yesterday, he was walking around the office meeting everybody because he started the job last week, but it was like working from home and filling out paperwork and all that. Like, you know, whatever, Thursday, Friday, that kind of thing. They took Friday off in his office. He goes in yesterday for the first day to meet everybody in the office. Okay. A guy walks over to him, a coworker walking around with an envelope collecting money, finally walks over to Craig and says, "Hi, I'm Paul. Nice to meet you. I'm collecting $40 from everyone to put towards a gift to our assistant manager. Can you give me the $40 now in cash? Or maybe you can Venmo me. I also have PayPal." So Craig said, "I just started. I haven't even met the assistant manager yet. I don't know anybody here. I don't know. I don't even know you. I'm not giving you $40 to go towards this. I don't know this person. I'm sorry." So the guy made like a weird noise, like, "Oh, like, ew," and walked away. And now everybody in the office is acting weird around our friend Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Craig's wife said, "You should have just given them the $40 because it's rude that you didn't. I mean, if you want to make a good impression, you're potentially going to be there the rest of your career. You know, right from the very beginning, just hand them $40. The manager," and he didn't even know why they were giving the manager a present. Is the manager leaving? Is it, you know, they just have a baby? Like, what's the purpose of the gift?
Birthday, what is it?
They weren't even clear what the gift was. They just said a gift for, and they said the name of the manager. And he was like, "I don't know who that is."
Mm-hmm.
So you're very good with like office politics and stuff like this. So who's the asshole here?
I think the guy that walked into that guy's office and asked is the asshole.
Okay, how come?
Because he knows this is the guy's first day. You know, you're putting him in that position. But on the other hand, if I'm that guy that's sitting there, I'm giving the $40.
You? No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I mean, I don't want to be known as that guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 40. I agree with his wife. It's to save face, $40, because you took somebody's position, so that person would have given $40. So you have to give the $40.
Or it's a new position that was created for you, so there was no position there. You're just an extra person there.
I think when you come up with a present like that, you say there's 14 people in our department. Everybody has to put in $40. We're buying them this.
But why does everybody have to put in $40? Like, who decides that? Do you know what I mean? Like, I've had that before in offices where they're buying a gift and they're like, and I've been in very nice offices with like everybody just throw in $20, and $20 is easy to throw in. But I've been in other offices where they're like $50 a person. It's like, That's a lot of money to me. You know, I realize you all make a ton of money and 50 is nothing, but that's my phone bill. That's an electric bill. Like, that's a lot of money to me. And if I bought the gift on my own for this person, I would never spend $50 on them. Just because you decided. So if you decided you want to get them an expensive gift, that's your problem, not mine. That's to me, that sounds like a you problem.
No, I mean, it's always that one lady in the office who buys all the presents. You know, gets the card, brings the card around. You have to sign it. So you don't want to go against her.
No, I'll sign a card. It's just a signature. I'll write something nice in a card. Like, that's no big deal. But once you ask me for cash, because here's the thing, I also don't want you buying me something. My guess is whatever it is you're going to buy me with that $50, unless you're giving me a gift certificate for $400 or whatever you're buying me, I can tell you right now, I don't want it.
What I would do is I would ask Cooper Lawrence what to do, and then I would do the opposite, because Cooper is the worst when it comes to office politics.
Right? That's true.
Completely the worst. So whatever you would do, I would... Cooper, would you give money? She said, no, I wouldn't. Okay, I'm giving money.
Yeah, I'm definitely giving money if she says. But okay, so but here's the thing. My dad, when he retired, they gave him an Hermes tie, like a $400 tie. He was retiring. he's actually going to burn his ties. Mm. But they give him a $400 tie. Just give him the $400. Like, that's a really stupid gift. To this day, he has still never worn that tie. And I always, like, pull it out and I open the box. I'm like, this is valuable. He's like, go sell it on eBay. So I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because it's always one person that buys the present. And it's always that one lady.
That's what I mean. They all chipped in and they got him this very expensive Hermes tie, which if he was still working, he can wear to work and it's really beautiful and it would have been really nice. But for a guy that's retiring, a tie?
Yeah, I just
like,
don't want to
literally literally walked out of his office and never wore a tie again.
No, because all offices now, we're a family. Family.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to be left out of the family. So here's your $40. Leave me alone.
That's a lot of pressure, though. That's why, you know, the first thing I did, like the last job I had that I walked into an office, the first thing I did to ingratiate myself, I made everybody banana bread.
Yeah, you're good about that.
Yeah, I'm good with baked goods. Hi, nice to meet you. Here's my baked. What I'm doing now is I'm doing Chelsea buns for everybody.
Yeah, but it's the second week that they know you. That.
Right. Yeah.
That shiny new smell wears off. Pretty quick.
Very quickly. Yeah, that's right. I make a great first impression. Talk to me in 6 months.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Or please don't talk to me in 6 months.
Yeah. You're going to pee on her car at the end of 6 months because you're going to hate.
Yeah, you're keying my car in 3 months.
Yeah. This girl right here, you're going to hate her. Trust
me. You'll love her banana bread, but you'll key her car.